You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in this day. This Monday morning, we make a quality decision on today to rejoice and to be glad. We give God thanks in all things, even in our trials. Every trial is to establish truth. Think about it. In a courtroom, every trial that is gathered together is to establish the truth and to call forth witnesses. So despite what it may look like right now, despite what it may feel like right now, despite what it may sound like right now, truth is being established. And the truth is, God loves you. The truth is, His peace surpasses all understanding. The truth is, the Holy Spirit is with you to comfort you. The truth is, the Holy Spirit is your teacher and will bring the Word of God into remembrance. The truth is, we are already victorious through Christ Jesus. The truth is, we can do all things through Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. The truth is, nothing can separate us from the love of God. The truth is, the shed blood of Jesus Christ was for the forgiveness of our sins, the cleansing of our conscience, the healing and restoration of our bodies. The truth is, this world is just a moment of time we are passing through, and we will be returning on to our citizenship. We'll be returning on to our heavenly home. And at that time, there will be great reward. So though you may be facing persecution now or going through various tribulations, your reward is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it already is in heaven. So on this morning, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Make Your Day Count, hosted by myself, Diana Robinson, and Pastor Errol Beckford of Celebration Tabernacle Church right here in Cocoa. Pastor Beckford will be joining us shortly. For the past couple weeks, we have been going through the book, Make Life Work. We want to encourage you to get that book. You can visit the website directly, www.how2makelifework.com, to order a copy of the book as a paperback or a digital download that you can download right away onto your device. It's a practical book. It's a self-help book, step by step, to make life work in a fast-paced world, turning failure into success. And in the last chapter, there's some real-life testimonies, some local people in the area who have applied the teachings, and it talks about transformations that took place in their life. So we want to encourage you to get that book. Also, Celebration Tabernacle, the teachings from Sundays and Tuesday nights are all archived on the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page. So visit the page, watch some of the services. There's some powerful, powerful words that have been shared through this time that have been carrying us and moving us into the second half of the year. We are in the midst of the year, and 2020 has been prophetically declared our new dawn era. And Pastor prophetically declared that at the end of 2019, as we were crossing over into 2020, and it truly has been a new dawn era. And the definition of the word era is a period of time with distinct characteristics. And we know from what we've experienced up to this point in 2020 that this year is definitely has some distinct characteristics, and it is truly the start of a new era. So when we say new dawn, that's like the breaking of a new dawn in the morning when the sun comes up. Everything that was masked by the darkness is revealed. So there's some things that are right in our reach, and the light, the new dawn that is breaking, it is giving us eyes to be able to see, and it is giving us new insights, new revelations, to be able to operate at a higher level of glory. This is truly God's time. This is truly a time for explosion of glory here in the earth realm, and you are chosen to be a part of that. You are here for such a time as this. So you are the light in the midst of any dark, chaotic circumstance, situation, place, experience. You are the light. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 and 2 tells us, "Arise, shine, the glory of the Lord is upon you. Though darkness surround the land and deep darkness the people, the glory of the Lord is upon you." So it's not a glory that we have to generate. It's a glory that we submit to. And the glory of the Lord is upon you. And when light comes, darkness must flee. It doesn't have any choice. If you walk into a dark room and you turn on the light, the darkness has to flee. It cannot take control over the light. The brightness of the light pushes back the darkness. We want to encourage you. You are the salt and light of the earth. You are God's ambassador. Your citizenship is in heaven. You have the backing. You have the authority. You have the resources of heaven on this morning. So I just want to encourage you here as we're entering right into the middle of the month. We are in the midst of the year. Continue to persevere. So this week we're going to be teaching from my book, The Robe of Many Colors, Obedience Overcomes Obstacles. So this book was released in November. It's available on Amazon. It's available on Walmart.com, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, all the major book retailers. You could just look for it, The Robe of Many Colors, Diana Robinson. Before we go into the book, I'm just going to read the back of the book, and then we will be in Chapter 9, which is the color of purity, because he possessed the Spirit of God. All right, the robe of many colors is a resource to combat anxiety, disappointment, discouragement, temptation, distraction, inferiority, and oppression. Despite what the circumstances look like and the intensity of the fiery darts raging to root in your mind, you are well able to overcome all. This book is for people searching for answers to common questions, such as, what about me? When will things turn around for me? And why me? The Robe of Many Colors will awaken the vision within you to operate confidently in all God has entrusted and equipped you with. This book is loaded with practical and relevant Bible-based teaching. Proven principles from the life of Joseph are the framework for each chapter. Discover the benefits of obedience. So each chapter is written from a color of the robe. So chapter 3 is yellow, the color of the sun and the moon and the 11 stars that bowed. Chapter 4, black, the color of the pit because he was hated by his brothers. Chapter 5, green, the color of money because he was sold into slavery. Chapter 6, purple, the color of royalty, because he was promoted by God. Chapter 7, fuchsia, the color of the seductress, because he fled sexual immorality. Chapter 8, the color of the cell, because he was falsely accused. Chapter 9, white, the color of purity, because he possessed the Spirit of God. Chapter 10, red, the color of recompense, because he recovered all. And chapter 11, gold, the color of splendor, representing the goodness of Goshen. I had started writing this book over 4 years ago now, and it was 3 years that I didn't even touch it after I had started it. But last year, in 2019, we were doing a corporate fast together at Celebration Tabernacle, and Pastor had told us, he directed us to write down 3 things that we wanted to accomplish last year, and the 3 reasons why, or the 3 things that were blocking us from doing so. So at that time, that's when the Lord really prompted me to get serious about writing this book again. So during the time of fasting, I dedicated an hour each day to sitting down and working on the book. So I say that to encourage you, because there's some things that I'm sure you had in mind that you may have started and put to the side, but I want to encourage you in this time to pick it up. And the scripture that goes along with that, that brought me to the point of completion, is 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 10 through 12. And in this I give advice. It is to your advantage not only to be doing what you began and were desiring to do a year ago, but now you also must complete the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to desire it, so there also may be a completion out of what you have. For if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has, and not according to what he does not have. So that scripture that's written by Paul there in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, he's saying, I'm giving you some advice. It's to your advantage to pick back up those things that you may have started, those ideas that God gave you. It's to your advantage to do those things that you were desiring to do in the past. But now you also must complete the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to desire it, so there also may be a completion out of what you have. For if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has and not according to what he does not have. So what does that mean? All you need to pick that thing back up again or to start that thing is a willing mind and what is already in your hand. God is not expecting us to do anything with stuff that he has not yet given us, but he is expecting us to do everything what he has already given us. So a willing mind and what is already in your hand. Good morning. This morning, Pastor Beckford just came on in. I want to greet him. This morning, we had a tremendous service yesterday at Celebration Tabernacle, and we will be back in the house together on Father's Day, June 21st. We are returning to services in the sanctuary, so we want to invite you out at 10 a.m. on Sunday, June 21st.
Blessing, Pastor Di. You did an awesome job. And may all the listeners be blessed this morning. God is a great God. He's an awesome God. And God is a God of recompense. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He will certainly pay for what you have done. And we're going to talk about this way. Mm-hmm. And he's a fair wager. God is a fair wager. Mm-hmm. We reap what we sow. We get paid for the work that we have done. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm just excited to get into Tuesday morning. God bless you, radio listeners.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
For your glory.